You're welcome.
You're so generous. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. There are so many people to thank, and it's a pleasure in every case. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Professor Brené, for that very generous introduction. And I, too, would like to thank Christos and Mary Papuzzi for their generosity in inviting me and their sponsorship of this series. I would like to thank Professor Roman for being an inspiration for the teaching of the classics. I would like to thank Mr. Orfanidis for coming from the Greek consulate in Boston. I'd like to thank the classics program for their hospitality to me here, and Dean Fuld, and Laurie Dobbins, and David Ripley, and so many people who have been hospitable since I've arrived. And last but not least, thanks to all of you for turning out on such a beautiful night. Well, as Professor Brené said, my topic tonight is the Trojan War and the question of the relationship between myth and history. And I want to begin with a proposition. My proposition is very simple. The Greeks invented Western civilization, and Homer invented the Greeks. Now, this is a tendentious statement. It's meant to be so. It's a big claim, and it's my job to try to justify it tonight. But before doing so, I need to say that one of the reasons I make this claim is to make clear how much is at stake. If the Greeks invented Western civilization, and they invented us, and Homer invented the Greeks, then it's tremendously important to know what Homer thought he was doing. Did he think that he was repeating a myth or creating a myth? Did he think that he was engaging in history? And not only what did he think, but what did he achieve? Whether or not he thought he was engaging in history, did he in fact teach us history, or is he merely engaging in a myth? I'd also like to admit something before going further, that this talk is X-rated. X for expectations. If you expect me to have the final, all-time scientific answer as to whether the Trojan War took place or not, I'm sorry, that will not be on the final exam. And if you think you know all there is to know about Homer, well, you might find that expectation challenged as well. Getting back to my earlier statement, that the Greeks invented Western civilization and Homer invented the Greeks. Well, as Professor Dobbins reminded us last night, the Iliad is above all a human and humane work. It's a work that focuses on humanity in all its frailty. Western civilization, I would submit, is a culture that is founded on the premise of the individual, that the individual is free, that what happens to the individual matters tremendously, and that the individual is totally flawed, that the individual is going to fail eventually in one way or another. And yet in this failure resides our dignity. This, I would suggest, is at the root of Western civilization, and we find all of this in Homer, and particularly in the Iliad. Homer, as you know, stood at the beginning of ancient Greek civilization. That's what we all learn in Western Civ 101, but that, in fact, is not true. Homer composed his epic poems around the year 700 BC. Scholarship has shown that very well. But in the 700 BC, Greek civilization was not young, and it was not new. Greek civilization in 700 BC was already 1,000 years old. And Greek civilization had already risen and fallen, and then risen again by the time that Homer wrote. He was not a voice of a young civilization. He was the voice of a civilization that was already old and wise. The Trojan War took place about 500 years before Homer wrote, around 1200 BC. And you'll notice that I say with confidence that the Trojan War took place. And I say so for a reason that Professor Brené has already alluded to. Nobody in ancient Greece had any doubts about the historicity of the Trojan War. And the ancient Greeks were not just anyone. They were the most skeptical, disrespectful civilization that's ever existed. The Greeks challenged everything. They took nothing for granted. For instance, the Greeks did not hesitate to challenge the existence of the gods. And the Greeks challenged the existence of Helen of Troy. They doubted that the Great Trojan War had been fought.